This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is this a bit? Are they doing bits?
This is Creed doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, man.
Oh my God, this is awful.
This has been requested multiple times on the text line today and yesterday.
I guess it does kind of fit into the, what is that song called?
With Arms Wide Open?
Yes. Yeah.
I think.
They never let Rudolph join in any reindeer games in one foggy Christmas Eve. Santa came to say,
no, this is higher.
Oh, this is higher.
Oh my God. A couple people texting in, the Blazers have cheap tickets. Maybe they do. Maybe prices have come down, although I don't think so. I'm one of those people that, and I think there's a lot of us in Portland, who will only go to Blazers games if the tickets are free. Will not pay for them. I refuse.
Yeah, I think that applies to a lot of people right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that. But he said, you know, I split season tickets with a buddy. I pay $68 a month. The NBA is a good experience in person. Well, it can be. I think that, here's the thing the NBA has going for it. The athletes, those guys, they're unbelievable.
They're super impressive
to see
in person.
They're unbelievable in person. We just need them to play hard and actually be out there and not just chuck 25 three-pointers. It's just a bad product. You know, at least baseball, and you could say baseball is boring. I get that. I get why people say that. I love baseball, but I get why people say that. It kind of is if you don't grow up with it. But they at least they're making changes to try to, you know, if you didn't watch baseball, now that they have the pitch clock, it's way better to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It moves, the flow of it is way faster and way better.
For sure. No, I feel like, yeah, the NBA is just, it's a product when it's at its best, it's really hard to beat.
Yes.
But so frequently it's not at its best. You talk about like the Chuck Fest with the three-pointers. We saw the best and the worst of it over the weekend. I can't remember who it was. I want to say it was like the Bulls and Hornets. They missed like 75 three-pointers combined or something like that.
Yeah,
it was
insane.
A new record. But then the Mavericks and the Warriors, they made 48 combined, and it was a new NBA record, and it was actually pretty entertaining to see happen.
Have you watched Gonzaga yet?
Not much. I mean, I watched them. They had a couple marquee games early in the season that I watched, but not recently.
So the reason I bring that up is you saying that we are so conditioned to see teams just chuck from the three-point line. I watched Gonzaga for the first time this year the other night. They played UConn Saturday night, and they do not shoot threes. And it's so weird. Like, it's like
Virginia had that going for a while.
Because they were behind most of the game, and it's just like, man, they do not. And I begin to think about Mark Few and just what he thinks of the analytics. What must he think of the analytics of twos versus threes and that whole thing? But they're a damn good team. Now, they lost that game, but it was wild to watch a team that really tried to play inside out and get to the free throw line. It was interesting.
If you don't have the shooters, you can't fake it. Like, you can't get out there and be like, well, everyone else is doing it. I guess we will too. You shoot like 20% from out there, you're absolutely cooked. So you got to play to your strengths. And if you don't have it, props to them for going away from it.
I don't think they're a bad three-point shooting team.
And they might not be.
Anyway, the big NBA All-Star game. So to wrap up that, and there's a lot of people texting in why they think the NBA is struggling, whatever. All of these things combined matter. I mean, somebody else mentioned baseball doesn't really compete against another sport. That's very true. But again, baseball being a daily game helps it. Having so many games helps it. Now, I'm not saying that the NBA is never going to do that. The NBA needs more urgency. But I just point out that baseball, having so many games, there is no urgency until you get to the playoffs, where it's very intense. But you don't have to have urgency to have a great professional sports league. That's what football has, because there are so few games. Baseball doesn't have that, but it being a daily game does allow you to come in and out a little more regularly than the NBA. The NBA is just like lost in the middle. So what it has to do is create urgency, but the only thing that it has, the NBA has, that has any urgency is the playoffs. That is it. Playoff series. And oftentimes those are lame until you get into the conference finals. Conference finals generally. Three or four series. So,
all right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a lot of problems. And I don't know. Maybe they need a new commish or something. But they changed the All-Star format, thank God. Because now it's going to be four games that are awful instead of one. Isn't that what they're saying? Four teams, All-Stars.
I mean, but here's the thing. Do you know that those games are going to be awful?
Well, I would imagine they'll play them just like they play the All-Star game. Why wouldn't they?
Because it's a first to 40 points instead of a running clock. Okay. I know they've experimented with the Elam ending as well. But, I mean, I think the fact that your game's done as soon as you get to whatever mark, like it doesn't take very long to get the 40 points. I don't think it's just going to be guys trading lobs back and forth as much. I think they might play it out.
I think so. Yeah. It will until they get some one team gets down 35-30 and then they're like, "Okay, let's win." That's what'll happen. It'll be a show-off showcase until
maybe
they see 40 in their sights. But maybe that helps it. I don't know. You might be right. Might be good. I don't know. I'm not and then one instantly going to take a dump on it.
And one of the other components is that, I don't know if you mentioned the Rising Stars already.
Well, hold on. Yeah, let me explain it. For those that don't know, they've changed it so that now there are four teams. Three of the teams are made up of eight All-Stars each, selected by Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq from TNT. They're going to do a draft.
That's a wrinkle. I didn't realize that.
They're going to put them all in, and so they're going to try to balance out the teams.
I would have rather had them do captains, take the top three vote getters, and make them like pick squads. But
The fourth team is eight Rising Stars.
Who are the winners of the Rising Stars game from the previous day, or I guess 2 days ago or two days prior? But basically,
and then it's a four-team tournament.
That's one of the other reasons I wonder if they'll care. And again, maybe they won't. But do you want to lose to the guys who aren't All-Stars? Maybe they don't care. But that's
no,
on the
they'll
table.
Beat they'll beat those guys,
but they would they have to try to beat those guys instead of just trading lobs and whatnot.
Well, I think that's probably why they put them in there is they think that those guys will actually play.
Force them to be more competitive.
Force them,
I think so too.
Yeah,
so I think I give them credit for trying. Like I said, I'm more interested in this than I've been interested in the regular formats for the last however long.
Yeah, the format's a disaster. It really is. No matter what they try,
so anything that's not the same as what we've been doing is good.
Let's check it out. But I thought it was funny. They asked Kevin Durant about it today, and he called it terrible. So here we go again with, if the players don't care, why should we care? If they hate it.
Did they ask him if he thought the previous one was good? Because, like, it wasn't.
I don't know what he said about that, but he said we should just go back to the old East-West format then.
Because that was working so well?
I think now it should just be, I think there's a conversation to be had about U.S. versus international.
Yeah, that'd be
Wouldn't that be cool?
I think it would be.
And maybe a little
a little more pride on the
national
line?
Pride on
yeah,
the line?
Perhaps.
To try to win? Especially the U.S. team. Because,
bring out our xenophobia?
Yes. That's right. That's right. Make it more like soccer. Some racist chants. You know how it goes. Sports people. All right. Well.
Hot.
Sorry, I was looking for that.
Anyway. There's your hot NBA talk. Don't say we don't ever talk about the NBA.
Yeah.
Well, we really don't, but. There's like two segments of it.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Hey, I'm going to say it again. I said it yesterday. College basketball is looking pretty good this year. And I'll tell you why. Because all these teams, and pretty much all the teams, have transfers from, because, you know, in college basketball, there's like 350 teams or something, right? So there's basically 250 teams that are feeders to the bigger programs.
Right.
That's not, well, I mean, I guess there is.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
It's kind of like football.
Roughly.
But there's more teams. And so what's happening is, I feel like college basketball games are better to watch this year because most teams have upperclassmen transfers on them, and they're just more experienced, and it's a better looking game. Yeah, I may be a little biased here, but because I've always liked college basketball, but it's grabbing me more this year than it has in years past.
I haven't watched enough yet to say that I noticed that stark of a difference, but I have enjoyed what I've seen so far. And it's mostly from the big teams. I mean, I feel like the brands that I expect to play good ball have mostly been playing good ball.
All right. Well, let's get on to In the News. I'm going to empty out the In the News notebook for you.
Look out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 7 stories that have been lingering in my ITN notes for months, and I'm gonna try to get them all in, although I guarantee you I won't, but I'm going to try. And then I'm going to go on vacation. Well, after the show, I mean. But In the News is next. Where does Oregon rank among the best or worst median salaries of the 50 states? That's where we'll start. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.